Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Green Onions. Booker T and the MGs, I think that is, bringing us back. Always a pleasure having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. Wayne is the VP of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute at CEI.org. We're talking about his 10,000 Commandments report. It's an annual snapshot of the federal regulatory state. Wayne, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for the great work that you're doing, keeping this in front of everybody. $1.7 trillion was the annual regulatory compliance cost in 2008, according to the SBA. According to economists working with the SBA, they determined that the annual regulatory cost on businesses in 2008, that's 4 years ago, was $1.7 trillion. Wayne, that's a stealth cost that is going to ultimately take down our free market system. What do you think?
That's a big number. And Jim, would it surprise you to hear that the Obama administration calls its own SBA's cost regulation number an urban legend?
Are you serious?
They don't believe their own number. Cass Sunstein from the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs has testified in the Senate, I believe it was, last year.
Yeah,
he said those numbers are wrong. SBA vastly overstates the cost of regulation. Well, it got me angry, and I'll say a little more about the numbers of regulation in a second. But it got me angry, and so I started compiling a different write up and kind of cap summary of cost of regulation. And it's impossible to go through it all now, but it's enough just to say that one provision of Sarbanes-Oxley alone will impose $1 trillion in cost on the economy.
Wow.
That's one of the reasons
the Sarbanes-Oxley and other regulations is one of the reasons why the big business cost per employee is creeping up on small business cost per employee, isn't it?
It's creeping up on them too. Yeah, actually, you brought that up. It is true that the gap between the two went down a little bit, didn't it? It used to be that the gap for small business was bigger, but you know, that can fluctuate. I wouldn't.
But
it can be happening as a bad thing.
But that's a perverse distinction, isn't it? It's an ugly distinction.
Right.
But when you guys added up $1.7 trillion in regulatory compliance plus the deficit. All those two things added together is really a burden. It's like a business that has all these unfunded mandates that are coming due all of a sudden.
Exactly, and that number, when you add the two together, that approaches, guess what, the entire fiscal budget itself for a single year.
Say that again. Say that again. Don't gloss. I want you to go slow on that one.
The deficit plus the cost of regulation cost about what the annual federal budget does.
Wow.
And President Obama has given us a budget that was rejected in both houses of close to $4 trillion. But, you know, we are spending what we're spending. We're spending close to that amount.
Yeah.
And this is these rise in costs is something relatively recent. It was Bush that gave us our first $2 trillion budget and our first $3 trillion budget. Now we're approaching a $4 trillion budget. Regulations, as you can see by the number you just mentioned, cost close to half that. So it's almost like a hidden tax. You know, that's how a lot of people refer to the cost of regulation. And these numbers, for how much it costs, that applies to, you know, environmental rules, banking regulations, trade restrictions.
But 2008,
HUD regulations,
2008,
OSHA, on and on,
caused our government to really ramp up on these regulations. And what gets me, Wayne, is whenever there is some malfeasance, it's clear that many times that there were already laws and regulations in place that could have, should have taken care of that if they had enforced them the right way. But instead of going back and saying, okay, we need to improve our enforcement, they create another layer of regulations which have all these, I think, hopefully unintended consequences, when all they really had to do was enforce the laws that we already had.
That's a common thing. Violations are already illegal, and penalties can apply. This is something that's happening now with cybersecurity regulations and privacy regulations. Companies that really misbehave can already be punished under existing law, and it's often used as an excuse or a reason to set up some kind of new regulatory structure within an agency,
mm-hmm.
whose agenda might not be as relevant anymore. I mean, the FCC, for example, was originally to police public airwaves and allocate scarcity. Well, the airwaves aren't so public anymore when any individual practically can be a broadcaster, mm-hmm. and scarcity is increasingly a thing of the past if we can get the spectrum out of the marketplace. So the FCC decides it's concerned about privacy, wants to regulate that. It wants to regulate business transactions through antitrust. It wants to impose new regulations through net neutrality.
So what you're saying is they're expanding their focus so they don't lose their jobs, basically.
That's right. That's old, Bill Niskanen of Cato Institute, he was chairman who died last year, had that famous article on bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses grow by creating a profit and making a return for shareholders and expanding the business. The only way that bureaucracies can expand is growing their turf or increasing their budget. And
right.
what you find is an agency, rather than saying, well, you know what? Actually, you know, the communications market is rather competitive, so we're going to go ahead and ramp down what we do with this agency. You know, we'll police
Wayne,
the bad
Wayne, hold on to that thought. I've got to take a quick break here, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to Wayne about sunsetting some of these regulations. What would that take? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.